Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel and the all-new Opel Crossland. Beauty isn't scared of life.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Well, since 4 o'clock this morning, passengers from an additional 16 countries are legally obliged to comply with the mandatory hotel quarantine system here in Ireland. The decision to add the countries was announced on Friday evening. And while many people approved of the government's decision to add some European countries as well as the USA and Canada to the list, for some passengers it meant a very quick scramble for their passports and a sudden change to their flight plans if they wanted to avoid mandatory hotel quarantine. Evelyn O'Rourke has been talking to passengers in Dublin Airport. Good morning, Evelyn.
Good morning, Claire.
So you have been out at the airport over the past 24 hours on and off, talking to people who rushed home from the United States to beat this mandatory quarantine deadline.
Yes, I mean, I have indeed. As we know, that decision was announced on Friday night, as you say, effective from 4 a.m. this morning. So intending passengers suddenly realised things had changed on them. And while quarantining should be, as we know, in a designated hotel, at this moment in time, we know that's in a little bit of state of flux right now due to hotel capacity. We'll keep an eye on that. But for the passengers that I've been meeting out at the airport, they were treating that whole thing extremely seriously. And many of them told me that they had changed or booked last minute tickets to ensure that they had landed in Dublin Airport before the 4 a.m. cutoff point this morning. And the passengers that I met, mainly most of them yesterday, have been telling me that as soon as that decision was announced on Friday, they set about changing their flights. For some, the flight ticket change wasn't expensive, but for others, they incurred costs. But they all said, Claire, that they didn't care once they could avoid what many described to me as unnecessary mandatory hotel quarantine.
And we know it's an unpleasant prospect to be in a quarantine hotel for 2 weeks. We're told it's necessary. It's a public health policy brought in to protect the population here. The people who said it's unnecessary, what's their argument against it?
They all mainly said the same thing. I mean, what was amazing was that nearly everybody I spoke to has been vaccinated. They have had to submit negative PCR tests. They feel this is an unduly harsh way for them to be treated. They take the public health rules seriously. They say they're all respectful of the rules, but that 2 weeks in a hotel is too big a burden financially, but also psychologically, and unnecessary, they say. Look, they were all very keen to tell me about their own private quarantining situations. They were all taking that very, very seriously, but they believe that what they're doing there is enough. So here's a flavour of just some of the passengers I met here yesterday from the early New York and Boston flights in particular. And I started by asking one woman what she thought about the idea of mandatory hotel quarantine.
Why do you not want to spend 2 weeks in a hotel here? Are you joking me?
Are you vaccinated?
Yeah, they're doing kids over there now. You're so behind it here.
I'm home for a funeral, so my man just died. So
where have you just flown in from? Boston?
Boston, yeah. We live on the Cape. Came today because tomorrow you had to quarantine in a hotel.
Quite honestly, I'm not happy about it. I think it was unnecessary, and I think there was a caving in of the politicians to the people who are most vocal about this.
You think it's an overreaction to have the US on the list?
I do, because I see that there are other countries that are not on the list, and there is three times the infection rate there. It's a mystery to me why there's so many countries in Europe, which is open borders and people can go left, right, back and forth, why some of them have been singled out. So,
were you due to fly home today anyway, or did you change?
I had to change twice. I was originally due the 4th of May, but I had to change that again. So all in all, I've spent about another $400 just changing my flights.
And why did you want to avoid quarantining in the hotel? What was the problem for you?
I think I'd go crazy stuck in a hotel room for 2 weeks, especially when I double vaccinated, PCR tested twice. A more reasonable solution would be, yes, make us do the PCR test. I don't mind if I arrive here and I would stay in a hotel one night, but once I'm clear, let me go.
Well, there are a lot of cases in the US, so okay, fair is fair, but I'm vaccinated, so people that are vaccinated and have a negative PCR should be exempt from having to go to hotels.
You have the girls with you, so quarantining in a hotel?
A nightmare. And we're relocating back to Ireland at the moment, so we have somewhere to quarantine away from our family for the 14 days.
Did you change flights or rush a booking?
We absolutely did, so it's been crazy. We're due to fly next week. We had to cancel appointments and saying goodbye to all our friends and everything. We had to do that in the matter of 2 or 3 days. You know, we didn't want to go to a hotel.
You just flown in from Boston?
Yeah. So I was due to fly in on Thursday night, so I managed to get a seat on last night's flight.
So when did you book your original flight?
Booked in November, maybe.
For Thursday?
Yes.
And then this came in, so you just scramble?
Yeah, to get the seat. And then you have to pay the fare difference. So that was like $200 or something.
Are you vaccinated, do you mind my asking?
Double vaccinated. On the 19th of April in Boston, it's opening up to everybody.
Strong views, Evelyn, but they're all vaccinated.
I know. I mean, you'd be forgiven for having serious vaccine envy if you were out here like me too long to talk to passengers. And so many ages. Like one woman told me she qualified because she's a grandmother and she takes care of her grandchildren. And that's why she got vaccinated. So lots of different reasons there. And they all said that getting on a plane made, you know, made a much more comfortable experience knowing they're vaccinated. But the prevalence of the vaccines, Claire, that is what is making them so determined to avoid hotel quarantine. And they believe that this should be taken into account. The cost, of course, mentioned again. People feel it's very expensive. And in a few cases, people were telling me they have family back in the US who are due to come home over the coming months but couldn't come now. But they're hanging on to those tickets for the moment just to see if the situation will change. Like one man said, his sister is due on the 22nd of April for family reasons. She's only got a couple of weeks leave, so can't afford 2 weeks in a hotel. She hasn't cancelled her flight yet, but is waiting and hoping that mandatory quarantine changes for US passengers. So here's some more voices of those passengers who flew in from those American flights yesterday morning, just in time to avoid the hotel quarantine deadline.
I was supposed to come April 22nd, and then I had to scurry around like crazy and get a new flight.
So you changed your flight to avoid the quarantine
bit?
Yes,
that's correct, yes. It's very expensive, but I think I would have avoided doing that.
But that was the main thing, was the expense of it?
Yes.
Do you mind me asking, are you vaccinated?
I am. I've had both. I was waiting. That's why I waited until April 22nd, because I knew I'd had the vaccine by then.
You flew in from New York this morning?
Yeah, just arrived. It was a lot busier than they said that it was usually, because everybody moved their days up.
And did you change your flight?
I did indeed, yeah. I moved it up by 2 days. It's supposed to arrive Friday morning.
And then you were keeping an eye, obviously, on what was happening here.
Yeah, I watched RTE News there last Friday evening, 9 o'clock. Never seen what was going on. I called Aer Lingus and changed it up.
You're vaccinated, are you?
Yes, vaccinated, yeah. I just felt very strange. I've been put on the list at such a late stage.
You've come from Boston today.
Yes.
How do you feel about the quarantine situation?
I will stay with my family. I'm already vaccinated. I'm all good.
And did you plan it that way, or did you change your flight?
Due to fly in next Friday and found out, and then I booked a ticket on Sunday, turned around my COVID, took 3 tests to try and get here to get one in time, and luckily enough I got one in time. I had to purchase an all new ticket.
To beat that deadline?
Yes.
And was it much more expensive?
I paid $50 to come next week and I paid $1,100 to come today.
Definitely a worry. I actually changed my flights. I was supposed to come on Thursday, so I knew this was, you know, last chance sort of things.
Did it cost you much to change your ticket?
Actually, no, it was all right. No, it was just more of the stress of trying to figure it all out, but it's worth it.
So what's your plan now?
Isolate for 5 days, get the second negative PCR and then see my mother.
And have you been vaccinated?
Yes. Yes, thank God. But I'm very cautious. I have 3 little kids at home in Texas, so, and obviously my mom's here, so.
I already got vaccinated, so I just feel that this whole quarantine, I think, is over the top.
So were you planning to come home anyway today, or did you change your flight?
My father's not well, so I knew that I had to get in before Thursday.
Yes. I was going to come Saturday. Changed my flight to yesterday and it was fine, yeah. I'm fully vaccinated now.
And what's your plan now you're back in Ireland?
Quarantine for the 2 weeks in my apartment, yeah. I'm working from home, so it's grand.
So again, all those people you spoke to yesterday, vaccinated, Evelyn, how many people do you know are expected in from the United States today? Because as we were saying, the people who come in today will have to go into quarantine, won't they?
Yeah, I mean, the difference is really interesting, Claire. I feel a bit like Tom Hanks in the Terminal movie this morning here. Looking at the board arrivals, we had 5 flights landed today. But I mean, at this point, we were told no one from New York. 3 passengers, possibly from Chicago, were due to quarantine. 8 from Philadelphia. So around a dozen. There's very low-key defence forces present, you know, in terms of that as well. So we are going to get better figures, obviously, as the day goes through. But we do know, I mean, the latest figures that I have is that the amount of passengers that flew in from the US in the first week of April was 733. So it'll be interesting to collate what happened yesterday. But I mean, you know, those figures are going to reveal a lot, but it is very, very quiet here this morning.
Certainly a deterrent then from a United States perspective, but we're reminded again that those people you spoke to were vaccinated. Now, Canada's on the list too for mandatory hotel quarantine. You met some people, Evelyn, didn't you? Some passengers home from Vancouver.
Yes, these passengers, many younger adults here, Claire, returning after their work visas are due to expire. And they say again that they couldn't afford the hotel quarantine system, so that they moved heaven and earth, selling scooters and all sorts of things to get home earlier than the deadline would come in. And they were all happy to quarantine at home, and again telling me their details around that. So here just ends some of the passengers that I met returning home from Canada.
Well, I was due to come home anyway because my visa had expired, but I changed it. It was only a day in the difference. I was supposed to come home yesterday, so I said I'd just come home today instead.
And what was it about quarantining that you just didn't want to do it?
Well, I've been away from my family for 2 years, so I was kind of wanted to see them rather than spend another 2 weeks away. So, yeah, it would have been tough.
So you're going to quarantine at home yourself?
Yeah.
Hi. I'm so sorry to bother you, but you have so much stuff I have to ask. Where have you just flown in from?
I just flew in from Vancouver. Yeah, I'm home, yeah.
And is there a reason you're home today?
Yes, there is. I was supposed to fly in next month. My visa finishes up at the end of the month. So on Friday when the news broke, I booked my flight within an hour of the news breaking and landed home this morning to try and beat the rush for the hotels. And obviously with the conversion rate as well, about that much money in Canadian dollar would have been nearly $3,000 or over. So yeah, trying to get back. Thankfully I can work online, so I'm continuing to work with the company that I'm with. They were really understanding, just gave me the time off work this week to try and settle back in and do all the moving I needed to do. Sold a car and a scooter and loads of things before I even left, all on a weekend. So yeah.
Because the date came around maybe quicker than you were planning.
Yeah, so I had a few things ready to go, but I wasn't prepared to leave so quickly, not over the course of a weekend.
What was it about the quarantining that put you off?
Well, the money was the first thing, and then it was actually the isolation of really being on my own in the hotel for 2 weeks, knowing I was so close to home. Some of my friends that I've left behind now are facing that maybe this summer, and some of those who weren't so ready trying to leave as quick.
Evelyn, thank you very much. Pity you can't jump on a flight now for the weekend off to Rome with your...
Claire, I've spent the year of COVID coming out to the airport and then turning around and going home with my passport in my bag. Someday, maybe.
Yeah, you can go for a walk. That's probably about it. Evelyn, thanks very much there from Dublin Airport. Peter's been in touch. Evelyn's report shows people fully vaccinated and tested having to quarantine if they fly into Ireland. Yet there are people coming across our land border with no checks. And Peter says it makes no sense. Now, coming up, Shea Byrne will be showing you how to up your party piece game. That's in a moment.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.